This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2676. Climb out of massive debt with these 10 life-changing steps by Andy Hill of marriagekidsandmoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Climb out of massive debt with these 10 life-changing steps by Andy Hill of marriagekidsandmoney.com. When someone has a large amount of debt, finding a way out can feel impossible. The scattered accounts, the interest rates, and the stress of keeping up with the day-to-day expenses of life are enough to drive us crazy. After interviewing around 100 individuals who have conquered their debt and moved on to building wealth, I've learned what it takes to say goodbye to debt forever. Here are the 10 life-changing steps that came up repeatedly throughout my interviews. Number one, fully commit to debt freedom. When you've simply had enough of your giant pile of debt, it's time to truly declare that you're ready to clean it up. Tell your spouse, proclaim it to your friends, or even shout it out loud on an awesome podcast. Most importantly, commit to yourself that you will make a change today. Like any other monumental moment in your life, declaring your intention is the first step towards making the impossible possible. Commit to doing something incredible today. Number two, analyze your debts. Gather all the information about your current debts and lay it all out on the table. You want to understand two important details, your current balance and your interest rate. Number three, create a budget. When you have your income and your expenses all laid out in a budget for the first time, you get a sense of control that you've never had before. This simple action will put you in charge of your money instead of the other way around. I've used Mint for over 5 years to manage my family's budget. It's helped my wife and I do some amazing things like communicate openly about our finances, plan our future together, and even destroy our mortgage in less than 5 years. If you're more into spreadsheets than online systems, check out Tiller. It helps you easily track your spending and even syncs up your accounts to make the budgeting process simple. Number four, choose your debt destruction method. Once you understand your debts and how much you owe, it's time to destroy the enemy. Sorry, debt, you're the enemy. When you're combating your enemy, you need a good battle strategy. Here are three to consider. Debt snowball. How does it work? Line up your debts from smallest balance to largest balance. Pay off the smallest one first, then move on to the next until you're debt free. Why does it work? This is a proven method that keeps you motivated to press on. By getting a quick win, you'll be excited to continue crushing your debt. Debt avalanche. How does it work? Line up all your debts from the largest interest rate to the smallest interest rate. Pay off the debt with the largest interest rate first, then move on to the next one until you owe no one a single dime. Why does it work? Where the debt snowball is more emotionally driven, the avalanche works best for those of us who see the benefit of paying less interest immediately. Debt hatred. How does it work? Line up all your debts from the one you hate the most to the one you hate the least. Pay off the debt that makes you the angriest, then move on to the next one until you're debt-free and happy. Why does it work? paying off a boatload of debt is going to be an emotional marathon for you. By clobbering your biggest debt villain first, the ones that follow won't seem so tough to beat. Number 5, decrease your expenses. You might be saying, this all sounds well and good, but based on my budget, I'm spending more than I'm making. Congratulations, you've uncovered your first major problem to solve. If you're spending more than you're bringing in, it's time for a gut check. Do you care more about Amazon Prime or insert any other unnecessary expense than your debt freedom? No? Then it's time to get rid of it. Here are 10 quick areas that you could consider trimming. Grocery spending, cable package, cell phone plan, entertainment subscriptions, gym memberships, expensive hobbies like golf, etc., alcohol and cigarettes, eating at restaurants, non-essential shopping like for decor or extra clothes, and Amazon gadgets. Number 6, learn to say no. When you're working on becoming debt-free, you're simply going to have to say no more. You won't be able to buy as many things and you may have to miss out on some potentially fun upcoming events. Realize though, when you're saying no to some things, you're saying yes to debt freedom. You're saying yes to less stress, less worry, and more control. Number 7, increase your income. If spending isn't your issue, then perhaps income is. It's time to become a magnet for money. Increasing your income is not only a great way to eliminate debt in the short term, but long term, it's the way of the wealthy. You might as well start practicing being a millionaire now because that's where you'll be headed if you keep it up. One of the best ways to make quick money is with your current employer. If you're exceeding expectations at work, ask for a salary increase. If you're not exceeding expectations, you should start. Additionally, consider a side hustle that brings in money during your free time, before work, after work, and on weekends. If you have a hobby that you're passionate about, that could be a great place to start. Number 8, realize this is temporary. Will you always need 2 jobs? Will you never ever get to play golf again? No. This time of lack or season of hustle will last only as long as your debt's around. Once you're debt-free, you can bring back some of those expenses you've always enjoyed. Just be sure it's in the budget. Number 9, celebrate your wins. Every time you pay off a debt, be sure to celebrate like you just won the lottery. You are doing something incredible here. When my wife and I paid off my student loan and her car loan, we popped open a nice bottle of champagne and binge-watched Breaking Bad. Yeah, that's how we celebrate. After we paid off our mortgage, we let our kids whack a piñata made from our debt papers. It was epic. Find your special way to celebrate and then get ready for your next challenge. Be careful, you might just start to have fun with this crazy personal finance stuff. Number 10, drink the wealth-building Kool-Aid. Once you start clobbering all your debt, you may just realize how fun this is. Building wealth, growing your net worth, and creating a strong legacy for your family may just be one of the best things you've ever done. Without any consumer debt in your life, what would you be able to do? Think bigger. If you were financially independent and didn't have to worry about your daily expenses anymore, what would your life look like? How would this change your family tree? How could your debt freedom allow you to make a difference in your community? When you start to answer questions like this for yourself, a fire starts to burn inside. Your slight motivation begins to turn into a passionate desire for change. This is when you start to realize how much fun it would be to be a master of your money. You just listened to the post titled, Climb Out of Massive Debt with These 10 Life-Changing Steps by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. For me, the key to getting out of debt was a deep mindset shift. When I discovered the FIRE movement and started devouring blogs about money, I realized that I've been brainwashed by consumerism my whole life. I had to intentionally undo that brainwashing by building a desire for debt freedom. How did I do that? I did a little brainwashing of my own by reading about personal finance and expanding my view of what was possible with my money. And when you tune in every day to Optimal Finance Daily, you're doing the same thing. I heard a powerful quote the other day from Emmanuel Acho, who said, quote, "The reason why most people fail is that they give up what they want most for what they want now," end quote. Getting in touch with what you want most, like financial freedom or peace of mind or full autonomy over your time, can be the weapon you use to fight off your consumerist conditioning. I completely agree with Andy that analyzing debts and creating a budget are super important for anyone trying to get out of debt. If you're like me and got into debt due to mindless spending, the cure for that is awareness. Allow yourself to really see the full picture of your debt and your spending habits, and this will enable you to come up with a plan to get out of debt. Tracking every dollar you spend may sound annoying, but it's not nearly as annoying as being buried in debt. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.